So the term nun was first used by sociologists in the 1960s to talk about people who had dropped out of organized religion. And then it came back when, in the last 10 years or so, when polling organizations realized that more and more people were falling into that category. So they brought this term back, and it's used to describe people who don't belong to a single religion. On a survey, it will say, you know, are you Jewish, Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, Muslim, or none of the above? And that's the checkbox that people are increasingly checking. So Pew Research in 2012 conducted this survey, which revealed that more and more people were checking that none box. And then they repeated it in 2015 and found that the number was going up. The problem with the data is that it's a survey, so it doesn't allow for very nuanced answers. And that's part of why I decided to write the book, to find some more specific answers to what this term means on an individual basis.
Were the responses what you expected, like in terms of why people were leaving religion, why they were no longer interested in religion, or were there any surprises in there?
The responses as to why people were leaving were not surprising, just because I was familiar with them from being a religion writer. I write a lot about gender and sexuality in religion. And for example, the growing kind of schism between the larger American cultural acceptance of LGBTQ people and some religions, you know, kind of denial or difficulty in acknowledging that. I knew that was going to come up, and it did, in reasons why people quit. Another would be gender issues. So in religions where women can't be clergy, or they might be able to be clergy, but they can't run like in charge of things. Those were the two kind of big reasons.
Interfaith was something else that you talked about in the book.
Right. So we're seeing an increasing number of interfaith marriages and interfaith kids. The dilemma is, you know, if you're trying to raise kids in both religions, that the kid may eventually feel that they are drawn to one more than the other, or they just lose interest in both. So, for example, a person I interviewed for the book who was brought up by a Jewish father and a Lutheran mother, you know, has ended up on this kind of long quest of, when am I? Who am I? Even went to Israel, you know, has tried to connect with her Jewish roots, but ended up being a Methodist. So the interfaith thing complicates the question of what is a nun, because they can also be all of the above rather than none of the above or some of the above.
Are there other categories of people that we need to be thinking about when we think about nuns? So you've just mentioned a few. You mentioned people of interfaith who, as you said, they're either trying to do everything or doing nothing. There's people who've been put off by issues around gender or sexuality. Who else are we talking about?
Well, there's a misconception that all nuns are atheists, when in fact it's a very small percentage. More of them would fall into the agnostic category or the seeker category, which is that actually a large percentage of them do believe in God, but they're not sure what God is, or, you know, where God is present. But I think the broader category of nun doesn't really get into what does God mean to somebody who doesn't choose to belong to a religion, and what does God mean to somebody who's rejected a cultural traditions that their family handed down to them over many generations. So those questions are still evolving, and I didn't find answers to them. The good news about the book is that I think the people I spoke to were wonderful and eloquent and very open. And then the bad news is they didn't have any answers in terms of the big question of what are religions going to do without these people, because they themselves are still figuring it out.
Yeah, you talked about a young Muslim woman who considered herself culturally Muslim, but not religiously, and she found herself in conflict with her family because of that.
Right. She was Pakistani and grew up in the UK and then came to America, and her family was, they were Sunni, so they were fairly Orthodox Muslims, and she became a feminist and became a person who was questioning, and she was in an arranged marriage, and it didn't work out. when the marriage fell apart, and she decided to separate from, she separated from Mosque. Her family really struggled with that decision. She did eventually go back, but she had to find an imam who was willing to kind of put up with her because she was full of questions and concerns. But she did. She did find an understanding religious leader who was tolerant of the questions that had driven her out, which mostly had to do with how women were treated in the religion. And she found strong Muslim feminists that she was able to communicate with and find community with. In her case, there was a period of sort of searching and deciding whether she was going to be a Muslim or a nun. But she just still feels pretty agnostic. She's not 100% sure who God is or whether God exists, but the cultural ties have pulled her back.
Do you think we've passed the point of no return where there's a collision between modern society and religion, and it's almost like there's so much that has to be reconciled around sexuality, around gender issues, around beliefs in God? Is it possible for that reconciliation to happen, or are we just, we're done, you know, like we're done and there's just this acceleration of nuns and we're just going to continue in that direction?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, aren't we all grappling with it right now because, you know, of this kind of resurgence of the Christian right and this apparent resurgence of evangelical Christianity, which actually was starting to decline. The fact of the matter is that if we see in America, if Christianity takes the state main stage again in a way that it hasn't in the last 8 years, not that Obama's not Christian, he just didn't perform his Christianity as much, that people are going to be more grossed out, for lack of a better term, because they're going to see this kind of Christianity that younger people don't identify with, don't want to play a part of.
So you see that the marriage once again between religion, specifically evangelical Christianity and politics, that could push even more people out.
That's not just my gut instinct. I think that's where the surveys were showing it going that way anyway, because the rise of the nuns started in the 80s with Generation X, so people my age, and that was during Reagan, and that was the Christian right, and so now the Christian right's back, and you're just going to see more people leaving.